WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, a severe viral outbreak at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, Passaic County, has left 6 children dead and 12 others sick. The State Health Department confirmed the 18 cases of adenovirus. The facility has been told it cannot admit any new patients till the outbreak ends. Officials say this outbreak is particularly severe because it is affecting medically fragile children. There's more on the story at NJ1015.com.
It's worth the chance.
What I spend my money on? Navigating the world.
I'm going to retire.
Big lottery dreams to go with an astronomically big lottery jackpot. The Mega Millions at $1.6 billion for tonight's drawing. The lump sum, $904 million. Good luck. More than 100 are homeless after a fast-moving fire ripped through the business district of Dover, Morris County, destroying multiple businesses. The blaze broke out in the basement of a luncheonette downtown Monday afternoon. No one was injured, but 6 businesses were destroyed and 2 buildings collapsed. The Trump administration's revoking the visas of some Saudi officials implicated in the death of writer Jamal Khashoggi. The visa revocations are the first punitive measures taken by the administration against the Saudis since Khashoggi disappeared after entering Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, October 2nd.
These penalties will not be the last word on this matter from the United States. We will continue to explore additional measures to hold those responsible accountable.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Saudi officials say his death was accidental despite Turkish allegations Khashoggi was intentionally killed. Atlantic City Deputy Police Chief James Sarko says the increase in tourism and economic activity in his city this past summer brings with it increased crime opportunities. Sarko says his department has committed to many new high-tech innovations to fight the crime battle.
We're forging ahead with these new technologies to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to make Atlantic City as safe and as fun for everyone.
Casino revenue grew 22% this past summer with the addition of 2 new casino properties in the city.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.